Hello, my name is Anne Kelders. I'm curator of the KBR Museum and in fact also working with the Alamira Foundation, especially concerning the musical heritage of KBR, so the manuscripts and printed books with music.
You have this wonderful collection that was put together by the Dukes of Burgundy, hundreds of manuscripts, but they can't be shown all the time because light destroys them. So you rotate every 6 months. Right now, you have this very special manuscript because it's black, and there are only 7 black manuscripts known to exist in the world. So this is a musical black manuscript, and I understand that the Dukes of Burgundy thought that black was a symbol of luxury and prestige, which is why they blacken the parchments, but it makes it very hard to show because it degrades so much.
Yes, that's the problem with these manuscripts. We have only 7, as you said, 7 manuscripts, either entire books or fragments, but we know that the manuscripts have circulated or have been made for members of the court or for the entourage of the dukes. So there is this relationship. They belong together in a certain way, but they are now dispersed all over the world. So this is also an occasion to work together, not only for the restoration of the manuscripts, but also for the study of these books. These manuscripts need restoration because the dyeing, the pigments, has provoked a kind of reaction and that has deteriorated the manuscript, unfortunately.
And then on top of that, in the 19th century, they did a restoration where they put a frame of paper around the manuscripts, which actually made things worse.
Yes, that's true. So the 19th century restoration has certainly made things worse because there is this conflict between, on one hand, this 15th century parchment, and then on the other hand, 19th century paper. And sadly enough, this conflict has always consequences for the 15th century parchment and less for the 19th century paper. The result of these problems is that, in fact, the Bastens manuscript is never shown. I have never seen it in an exhibition. Also, staff of the library doesn't work with the original manuscript. It's always kept in a safe. And it is on the occasion of this multidisciplinary research we are now conducting, also in view of the restoration of the manuscript, but also in view of the valorization of its content, that we have decided to include it now for the coming 6 months in the KBR Museum. We include it by means of the facsimile. First, the old facsimile, and then soon the new facsimile produced in collaboration with the Alamira Foundation. And so the manuscript itself will only be shown in the weekend of the 3rd and the 4th of December.
So people will actually be able to see the real manuscript for those 2 days, just those 2 days. But the rest of the 6-month rotation is manuscripts that in some way relate to it.
Yes.
And if the people don't come the 3rd and the 4th, they will see a facsimile.
Yes, that's right. But so the Bastens has been a kind of focus for the actual selection of manuscripts in the KBR Museum. The other manuscripts that we show are original manuscripts as well as printed books, as well as prints, reconstruct this atmosphere of music and dance, especially at the court of Burgundy.
And I have to say, having been to a number of your rotations so far, these documents are remarkable. They're just so beautiful, and I think people really should take advantage of being able to see this.
Yes, we hope. So that's the purpose, to make people look at these treasures. These manuscripts are difficult for exhibitions because they are fragile. You can't show them during a very long period. So we have to change the display every 6 months, in fact. But on the other hand, it's also an opportunity because there are so many aspects related to manuscripts. You have the images, of course, the miniatures. You have the texts. You have also the manuscript as an object with sometimes a beautiful binding, or in the case of the Bastens, characters written in gold and silver inks, you have these initials. And then when it's a music manuscript, you have sort of sound that is included in the pages. And with the dance book of Margaret of Austria, also, of course, the movement, because this project is also the start of the study of the dances represented in this book of Margaret of Austria with people specialized in historical dance.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.